Hello and welcome to Opt-in Privacy. I'm Joe Viscardi, the creator of Opt-in Privacy. So Opt-in Privacy, the podcast, will enlighten users on the data mining of your information and becoming more private. So we'll look at current events, who could be mining your data, how to prevent this, and just go over some cybersecurity, some vulnerabilities, exploits that could be found in any hardware or software, anything that you really use. So, a little bit about myself is I'm currently graduating with a degree in information technology, concentrating in cybersecurity. So a little bit of what I did in school, we did both the blue team, so we defended against attacks, we hardened the firewall, we prevented any unauthorized access and made sure everything was up to date software-wise and patches. And then we also got to do a little bit of the red side, which is actually acting like a criminal or a hacker. We got to use DOS attacks and use vulnerabilities and Nmap to find any open ports that we can go in and access the system and maybe put out a worm or a rootkit or just gain information about that system and its users. Or we could just use these systems as a botnet and launch large attacks, DDoS attacks. So we have those at least, 15 computers that we were able to use. So we can use those 15 and completely shut down a whole system. Going more on the privacy, what I'm doing personally against a huge market right now for data mining against Facebook, Google, Twitter, Microsoft. I'm trying to de-Google myself right now. So the process of getting away to Google services, and there's a bunch out there. So if you look at Google and what they have their hands in, so you can pull up Chrome. You have Google Chrome, and then you have Google Search Engine, and then you have your Gmail, and then you can have Google Drive, and then you have Google Sheets, Slides, and their Office suite. And then they have Google Voice, Google Pay, they on phone, they carry phones, the operating system on phones, streaming devices, Google Home. It's just a mass amount of product and services they provide to users that could seem easy and pretty cool to set up. But if you look in more in-depth, they are looking at your web searches, looking through emails, and reaching out to ad companies and selling your information so these ad companies can target you more specifically to make sure they can find out what you like and if you'll buy their certain product or anything they're really selling. So what I've been doing is trying to get away from that and going to more privacy-focused software and services. So getting away from Google or Gmail and going to Tutanota, which is a Germany-based web client. And there's also ProtonMail, so I recommend these two. ProtonMail's out in Switzerland. They both have free plans, so there's really no harm in just signing up and testing it out. They do have paid plans where you can put a custom domain like I use, and it allows for more inbox storage and other cool features. So you can check those two out. I've been using Mozilla Firefox, which is more privacy focused than Chrome, and using StartPage, which is a query of Google, but it goes through kind of a proxy. So StartPage is based on the Netherlands, so they take the Google searches, proxy it, and then show you through StartPage. So you still obtain those Google searches without all the intrusiveness. Instead of Google Drive and Dropbox, I've been looking into Nextcloud, and I hope to be locally hosting that soon with my own NAS. For the password aspect, I've been using Bitwarden, which is open source. You can find their source code right on GitHub, and you can store it locally, or you can use their product itself through their servers, which I really wouldn't recommend it, but it's not too bad using that than other services. I would suggest doing locally. It's not too bad to host it locally. If you're any bit knowledgeable about technology, you can get it done in no time. So that's a little bit about me and what I'm doing against the fight. So to wrap this whole podcast up of the introduction, this is episode one, just the introduction to opt-in privacy. I want to talk about your security model, your threat model, whatever you may call it. So this just goes into a plan about what you want to protect, how you want to protect it, why, and from who. So your assets is your personal information. A little bit of an analogy, let's say your house or your business, you have assets inside, correct? So you can have your phone, money, jewelry, or you can have more expensive equipment for your business, such as machinery, product, technology. So you want to protect this, correct? I mean, you don't want anybody coming off the street and just walking in, taking your stuff and walking out. I don't think anybody really wants that at all. So you got to figure out who you want to protect your data from. Who is the biggest threat to you or your family or your friends? So you want to just look into your terms and services of any service you're using or your products and just see what they can collect. They're going to show you what they collect. They may not tell you how or why, but they're going to tell you what they collect and what they can collect over time. So this is probably the first step about who you want to protect it from. And then once you get into that, you can start doing what you want to protect. What type of information do you want to protect? All of it? You want to protect some of it? This can just be broken down by person to person. It varies about the person, what they want to protect. How are you going to protect this? Are you going to start using more privacy focus, like I mentioned earlier, using VPNs, getting away from Google, or setting up your own type of services and paying a little bit more for that privacy? Or are you just going to limit the usage for the service you already use? Stop sending statistics and user data to the companies, deleting some accounts and reactivating with probably some a fake email or fake information, something like that. Then looking into why. Why is a very important question. Why do you want your data protected? Do you want to become more private? Do you want to get your information off the internet? Stop receiving all these ads? Or do you want to just become, I guess, more secure for your business? Privacy is kind of hard when you're trying to run a business, because if you become too private, your business is not going to be out there, so no one can find you, and you're going to probably lose clientele and revenue. So for the business aspect, make sure you are having some type of brand identity out there, and you're not too private that no one can find you and give you money. So that's why. Going back on how likely do you need to protect it? Is it going to be like every day? Is it going to be every week, monthly? And what are the consequences if you fail about protecting your data? Can you lose your information? Can you get ads and all this? So make sure you are looking this up. Make sure you know the rules of where you are located, the laws, and if there's anything in place that can help you. I know I'm based in the United States, and the laws are really not up there for technology and data mining currently. There's something in California that's out there, but the United States had the Privacy Act that was passed out in, I mean, that was passed in 1974, so that's way before all this was happening. I know the European Union does have the GDPR. I mean, the GDPR, excuse me, kind of mix up. That's the General Data Protection Regulation, which is a law on data protection and privacy for individuals in the European Union. It kind of limits what people can do with it. I think it started back in, I want to say, 2012. They started doing some mock bills, and a lot of companies now have to be compliant or else they're going to get fined by the European Union. So if you're out in the European Union, make sure you read about this and just see what your plan can be based on that. Well, that's all I have for you guys today. So be good, have a great day, and we'll see you in my next podcast. Thank you.